Acts chapter 14. And in Iconium they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and spoke such that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, and made their minds evil affected against the brothers. They remained there for a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who gave testimony to the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both by the Gentiles and also by the Jews with their rulers, to mistreat and stone them, they were aware of it, and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the region that's around there. And there they preached the gospel. And a certain man sat at Lystra, whose feet didn't work, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. He heard Paul speak, who, steadily looking at him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up on your feet." And he jumped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercury, because he was the main speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, who was before their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard about, they tore their clothes and ran in among the people, shouting, "Sirs, why are you doing this? We also are men of similar emotions to you, and preach to you that you should turn away from these vanities to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are in them, who in the past allowed all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he didn't leave himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, they barely restrained the people from doing sacrifice to them. And certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, brought him out of the city, supposing he was dead. But as the disciples stood around him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium, and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they committed them to the Lord, on whom they believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and from there sailed to Antioch, from where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work that they fulfilled. And when they arrived, and had gathered the church together, they recited all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples.